Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll close the message I've been sharing this week on sowing to the Spirit, a few concluding thoughts, and then I want to be able to pray for those of you who are listening. I want to share Galatians 6:8. That's been the title, if you will, of this message, because Paul tells us there, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption." And he lists the works of the flesh in the fifth chapter of Galatians. But he goes on in that sentence to say, "But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And as we read and meditate on that powerful chapter 5 of Galatians, after he lists the works of the flesh, then he lists the fruit of the Spirit. He said, "Against such there is no law." And that's what it means to walk in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit if we are born again, if we've accepted Jesus as our Savior. So we are to walk in the Spirit. And then note what he says as he concludes that fifth chapter, "Let us not be desirous of vain glory." What does that mean? Well, I shared earlier this week, it's excessive or ostentatious pride, especially in one's achievements. That kind of pride causes competition, it affects negatively relationships, and it says, "Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another." What does that word provoke mean? Well, it means to incite to anger. But I'd like to share another passage with you, and let me just turn, and that's found in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 24. "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering." Amen. "For he is faithful that promised." And verse 24, it says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." Here, he uses the same word, but it's another sense of the word provoke. There's two different meanings in Galatians 5:26 and Hebrews 10:24. And there, to provoke to love and good works, it means, it's as he's using it here, and this is the King James I was using, it's the archaic sense of the word provoke, and it means to arouse or to stimulate, to call forth, to evoke, to stir up purposely, to induce. A synonym is to excite or stimulate, to quicken, to rouse into doing or feeling. That's a good thing. And with our walk in the Lord, we have the power to encourage others, influence others, to be all that God would call them to be. As I've been sharing, there is no need for pride. There's no need for competition because God has made each one of us unique. There is no one in the world or has ever been anyone just like you. God is infinite. How many billions of people has He created over the centuries? Yet each one is the special handiwork of Father God. In the beginning, He created every single person, and He gives us an opportunity. Sometimes people's lives are cut short, but our times are in His hands. And with the days that He gives us, as we have length of days, we are to not limit our personal destiny in God, but we're to understand, first of all, that attitude we have toward ourselves, the way we think about ourselves, has to be fashioned by how God looks at us and not what other people have said to create hurt and a negative self-image. And so we need to be about how can I say, a Holy Ghost competition? Competition is bad as far as the world is concerned. Well, sometimes it has good aspects. But on the whole, when there's rivalry and ambition, it is not a good thing. It doesn't help or foster relationships, except there's one way we can be competitive, and that is to outdo one another in good works. And the Lord would be pleased with that, because there's no malice, there's no ugliness, there's no hatred in that. So what can we say to summarize everything? A life of faith, beloved, is an exciting life. You will never experience the abundant life until you know that God wants to bless you, which you can say, well, I know that, but also fulfill you to be the person, to develop the person that God has called you to be. And so if you find, as you've been listening perhaps this week, that you have not had a good self-image, it's been formed by the things you've gone through, the things people have said, well, there are things that we can do, and I'm going to give you a remedy. First of all, we repent. We repent of unbelief and self-rejection. Some people actually, if they're really honest, they hate themselves, and others are just not happy the way they are. They look toward other people. They admire other people. They would like to be like them. They're not happy with themselves. So first of all, we repent. Then we receive the Holy Spirit's healing and help to go forward. And then we realize, and this is so important, regardless of where you are in your spiritual walk, one of the most beautiful gifts God has given us is the power of choice. Sometimes we may not have a choice about our life situation at that moment. There's seasons in our lives, but we're one area that always is ours. You could be an inmate in prison, and of course you're very limited with what your life is like, but you have absolute 100% power of choice regarding your attitudes and your thoughts. You have total liberty there with no restraints, and what God wants to do through the power of the Holy Spirit is nurture a healthy, godly love of self, and that is something that is appropriate before the Lord. It is not, doesn't have pride, it doesn't have false humility, but it is an appreciation that God loved you enough to create you and cause you to be alive for such a time as this. He's given you physical body, He's given you emotions, He's given you abilities, and of course, as we take the whole counsel of God, it's important. There's balance and moderation in our lives. And of course, there's no hard and fast rule. It's different for each of us. But the Holy Spirit sets parameters for each one of our lives. The important thing I'm trying to say is we need to respect ourselves and respect one another. And then the final step is to take responsibility, that you alone will answer for what you have been given. I won't take the time to turn or read, but you know the parable of the talents. God gave to one 10 talents, and he went out and multiplied those, doubled those talents, and the Lord was pleased. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And the one who received 5 did likewise. He multiplied what God had given him, or the Lord had given him. And the one that went and hid it, the Lord called him a wicked and unprofitable servant, and he was cast into outer darkness. Whatever we have in our lives, God gives us. What we're born with, and I'm speaking now of the abilities, the talents, the abilities, the things that, the giftings that have been placed in us by God, and they're different for every one of us, and they're unique. That's why we can't compare ourselves, because you might feel, well, you're not an expert in anything. That's not true. You might be able to sew beautifully. You might be able to cook. You may be a tremendous storyteller. There is unlimited places for a showcasing, if you will, of what God has put within you. And if you don't know, well, we're going to ask God to help you find out what that is. God gives us what we're born with, and it's up to us to improve and develop and care for what we've received. So without going any further, let's spend some time in prayer. Father, we come to you, Lord, everyone listening, Father, we lift our hearts, our lives to you. Lord, we've heard what you've been trying to say to us, that we're each so unique and so important to you and so beloved of you. And Lord, through all the experiences, things we've gone through in our lives, the hurtful, painful things that people have said to us, sometimes, Lord, we have, without you realizing it, it's affected our image of ourselves, and we feel that we're not as good as others. We don't have as much as others in terms of our abilities and skills. And also, Lord, we realize that we have the power of choice. And so we're asking your help now to make the right choice, to have the right attitudes and thoughts. Lord, we're asking right now for your healing in our lives, that you would go to the areas of our soul that have been wounded by others or by our own actions or attitudes. Father, only you can bring healing, but if you touch us, you can make us whole. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I release the power of God to flow through everyone who's crying out to you right now for your healing virtue in their soul. Lord, we repent of sins, of unbelief, of self-rejection, and we receive your healing. And Father, we're asking you to go before us to make the right choices. Help us to have a healthy and godly love of ourselves, and help us, Lord, to encourage others. Father, help us to fulfill the abilities that you've placed within us. Let us take responsibility and let us be filled to overflowing with your joy and peace and with your fulfillment in our lives. We give you all the praise and all the power and all the glory and the honor for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I shared, as I bring this broadcast to a close, this is one area where I think the Lord encourages competition or emulation, and that is Hebrews 10 and 4, to outdo one another in good works and in love. In fact, He wants us to be encouraged to do that, the apostle tells us in that chapter. I thank you so much for joining me this week, and I pray that your lives will bear much fruit and there will be healings that you experience as you walk with our God. I love you and pray for you every day. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.